they told us that we were taking a lot of opinions from some website and using a lot of opinions of some people, and they wanted us to discredit some of these opinions. So we agreed. So many of the opinions from outside, we are not going to use them. We are going to use opinions from inside South Sudan. That was the arrangement.
What you're telling me is they are not happy with some of the opinions people are from outside are writing about South Sudan.
That's correct.
This is happening at a time when the media law was signed by the president. How do you feel about these kind of conditions?
We are not very happy, but we consider this part of the dialogue with the security. In that, since when we are still in Khartoum, having dialogue with the security has been a cardinal part of our policy. That is to listen to the security, what they don't like and what they like, and for the city also to listen to us about how we want to go about doing our job. So we call it dialogue.
But how does this impact on the freedom of expression in South Sudan?
Well, it's a bit of give and take. I mean, in other words, we are aware that it's not possible that you get full freedom. And that's why we are telling the security what we can do and what we cannot really do, and hoping that in the middle, at least, there will be some sort of compromise somewhere.
Looking at your experience in Sudan, you were having a paper in Sudan, and your paper was being shut every day. If you compare your operation in Khartoum and in Juba, which place was safer for you to publish freely?
Juba is becoming very much like Khartoum because they have seized our newspaper several times, and they have not also asked us not to publish a number of times. So we are not really happy with that because Juba is becoming just like Khartoum.
And what are the kind of stories that authorities in Juba usually don't want you to publish?
What the rebels say. Some rebel members are also writing. So when they write, they don't like. And also, even when the rebels give their position papers, because a few days ago we published several articles about the position papers of the rebels, and the government was very unhappy about it, the security.
And how does this on and off, if you like, you know, meeting with the security and the authorities affecting your business?
It does affect because, first of all, it takes a lot of time of our editors, you know, to go to the security and listen to them and dialogue with them. It takes a lot of our time, so we are not very happy, and we have been telling them that this is not the best way, because a lot of time is really being wasted.
How about the media law? You know, a lot of journalists, your colleagues, have been reminding the government that they need a media law, and now the president has signed the media bills into a law. How is that helping the work of journalists in South Sudan?
To help the media authority has not been formed. The board of directors of the radio or the broadcasting corporation has not been formed, and the commissioner of information and his or her deputy have not been appointed. These are the bodies that are expected to regulate the work of the media.